where crops wait for no one, only a combine will do. The used Combine Blitz is on now at Ag Authority. Great prices, low rate financing, as low as 0% OAC. Big inventory of top brands, Kloss, John Deere, New Holland, Case IH, conventional, rotary, take your pick, plus financing as low as 0%. Built to harvest, priced to move. The used Combine Blitz is on now at Ag Authority in Canisteo. Check them out at agauthority.ca. That's agauthority.ca.
The majority of the region is going to see some risk of some light snowfall. First this morning, we will see occasional snow and snow flurries continuing to impact a large part of the region. It is going to dissipate, though, as we move forward into the late morning and into the afternoon. A few snow flurries might even see some breaks in the cloud cover for a little bit, but a new disturbance coming into the southwest part of the province is going to work its way into at least the southeast half of our listening area. That will occur as we go forward through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow. Occasional snow is likely to occur with this event. It will come into the region from the North Battleford and Saskatoon areas over to Watrous and also into Wynyard and then lifting to the east-northeast, reaching across the Highway 5 corridor, eventually getting up into the Hudson Bay, Swan River areas, and we will see most of us getting involved with this event. Now, Prince Albert over to Melfort might not see a tremendous amount of precipitation from this event. And the greatest snowfall is expected to be mostly to our south in the corridor coming out of the Lake Diefenbaker area over towards the Kamsack-Kenora region down towards Yorkton. Those areas could end up with something of the order of 3 to 7 centimeters with some local totals getting up to 10 or 11 centimeters. And again, much of that will occur as we go forward through the day tomorrow. So the precipitation will begin overnight. A little bit of a slowdown on the travel across the region obviously is going to occur with this event. The good news is there's not a lot of cold air with this event, and so we will most likely get through it without all that bitter cold, and I don't expect a tremendous amount of wind to occur either. So the visibilities will drop because it's going to be snowy, but I don't think we're going to see any kind of a raging storm system across the area, which is certainly some good news for the travel in the area. Now, we will expect to see the weather improve very quickly behind it, and as I mentioned before, there's not necessarily a lot of cold air coming into the region. And as a result, we will probably see those temperatures rebound very nicely as we get into Saturday with some positive single-digit readings possible across parts of the region once again. Now, today, it's going to be fairly cold across the region. We'll look for some recovery in the temperatures. We'll get out of the negative teens eventually, and we'll see the temperatures staying fairly cool tomorrow. But as the snow event takes place, the temperatures are going to rebound a little bit, and those afternoon readings on Friday will be in the negative single digits across a fair amount of the region. And like I said, on Saturday, we could actually get above zero for a little bit. A little bit more cooler air will come back across the region as we move from Sunday into Tuesday, and we'll see those nighttime temperatures getting back down into some negative teens and afternoon highs, no warmer than negative single digits. But for this time of the year, it's not too bad. Normal temperatures in the Melfort area at this time of the year should be -5 for highs and lows of -17. So we're still not doing too bad.
That is the sound of a horse that's happy to be home. A good barn does more than stand strong. It keeps your animals dry, safe, and settled. Affordable Barns can build you a premium livestock barn in as little as 3 days. Box stalls included. Design a high-quality custom barn that suits your needs. Delivered and built right on the spot. Made to last. See the options at affordablebarns.com. Affordable Barns. We build it. You use it. It's that simple.